This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into hour number two on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I will not be live on the radio tomorrow. We have a Jerry Stewart Independence Day program programmed loaded for you guys. Vicki and I will be in parades 4th of July for her Antrim County clerk race. Greatly appreciate you guys celebrating Independence Day. God bless America. Enjoy the show. Jerry Stewart, it's a one-hour show. It will repeat every hour tomorrow throughout the day on TuneIn, as well as yourdefendingfathers.com website, live on the radio from 9 to noon. So enjoy the Independence Day show. Greatly appreciate it. During the top of the hour news break, I put together a text message for candidates. If you want to know who to vote for U.S. Senate, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, for Congress, Josh Saul, and then I listed the four state house races that if I lived in, I would be voting for these people. I signed it, Trucker Randy. I gave the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, in caps. I said, please share this text message with everyone you know. Thank you. It's very simple. I personally endorsed Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. The chosen anointed candidate is Mike Rogers. We have to send a loud and clear message, folks. Sorry, Donald Trump. We don't care about your endorsement. We are voting for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Not interested in Mr. Rogers, who lives in Florida. Fully documented, lives in Florida, folks. He does not live in a 728-square-foot doghouse in Coldwater, Michigan. It's a bald-faced lie. The man does not have residency in the state of Michigan. Well, another candidate, actually a current heading into his fourth election, is U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman. He doesn't live in Michigan either. He has a very, very nice, beautiful built home in Watersmeet up in the UP, but he doesn't live there. That's his summer cottage. Jack Bergman is our Louisiana Summer Pelican visitor congressman, who has become the biggest number one taker of taxpayer money for hotels and restaurants in the United States House of Representatives. Because from November to late May, You will not see or find him in Gogebic Summer Cottage on Thousand Lake Island Lake. That's right. Gogebic County Summer Cottage in Watersmeet, Michigan is his summer cottage home when he comes back to campaign in Michigan to get reelected to go to Washington. His real home and his actual real home is located at 13729 Oakley Lane, Box 3418 in St. Francisville, Louisiana, on the bluffs in the Thompson Creek Country Club private subdivision. I got pictures, I got addresses, I got all the information. Bergman doesn't live in Michigan, and neither does Mike Rogers. We're going to continue. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Congressman Jack Bergman is not a resident of Michigan. I have researched this story. I got an email to confirm it. I got two others that sent me links to stories that absolutely document what I'm saying on this microphone is absolutely the truth. And nothing but the truth, so help me God. Jack Bergman lives in Washington, D.C. and St. Francisville, Louisiana. His beautiful home in the Thompson Creek Country Club private subdivision in Louisiana. Started there August of 2007 when he built or bought 13729 Oakley Lane, St. Francisville, Louisiana, inside the bluffs on Thompson Creek Country Club. The summer cottage that he visits when he comes out of Congress, out of session this week, July and August, running for the August 6th primary. Oh, you'll see Jack Bergman because he's staying at his summer cottage. The summer cottage, 3465 Sylvan Isle Drive. That's right. It's in Gogebic County. Summer cottage on Thousand Island Lake. That's his summer cottage. Why is it a summer cottage? Why am I keep referring to this as a summer cottage? Because it is at the end of a dead and unpaved private two-track. It's not even graveled, folks. It's not asphalt. It's not concrete. It's a good old-fashioned two-track, something you would ride an ATV down, basically. I'm sure you can get a Suburban through there, whatever. It doesn't matter. The problem is it goes down a 300-foot slope peninsula to the water's edge. You can't even access this property. 3465 Sylvan Isle Drive after basically November, December. In winter, it's completely covered in snow and is never plowed. Why? Because when Jack Bergman needs to come back to the district, he stays at the Indigo Hotel in Traverse City. The very hotel that he held his victory party at, that me, Vicky, Laura Bogdan, and Brian Sommerfeld attended his victory party in November-August primary of 2016. When he beat, and I helped him beat, State Senator Jason Allen from Traverse City and State Senator Tom Casperson from the 38th Senate District in the UP. It was a three-man race. Tony Stackpool still owes $1,000 to the Antrim County Baby Pantry because on Facebook, we had a bet, Tony. I won, you lost. I was going to give $1,000 to the charity of your choice, and my choice was $1,000 to the Antrim County Baby Pantry. They're still waiting, Tony Stackpool, for your check. He reneged on a bet that I have a screenshot stored on my computer. I actually have it stored on three. When he said that Jack Bergman didn't have a snowball chance in heck of winning that primary race, I said Bergman was going to win. Tony said no, it was going to be Casperson. When that victory party took place at the Indigo Hotel, it was kind of interesting because Jack was staying there. Well, that's where he's going to have his victory party. So I thought, makes sense. Why is he going to go all the way to Watersmeet and go Gogebic, the western part of the UP? No, he's going to stay here. Well, Jack liked the Indigo Hotel in Traverse City so much, folks, that he got the most reimbursements with taxpayer dollars than any other United States congressman in Washington, D.C. That's right. Out of all the congressmen, Jack Bergman was number one. And what was it specifically, the little rule change that they made within the budget? To address the financial burden of maintaining two residences, one in their home district, which would be allegedly Watersmeet, and another one in the capital, Congress are eligible for reimbursement for living expenses, including, listen to this, lodging and food. Jack Bergman lives in a hotel, Indigo Hotel in Traverse City, most of the time when he's here below the bridge. When he has to be in the UP, he goes to his summer cottage located at 3465 Sylvan Isle Drive. At the end of a two-track that you cannot even access in the wintertime. I have the photos. While in Washington, D.C., you're going to love this. Where does Congressman Jack Bergman live? 139 North Carolina Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C. It's a townhouse. Based on Zillow, the previous listing of this property, it's worth $1.5 million. He's been living there since March of 2023. Oh, wait a minute. That's just over a year ago. Yes, because of the amount of net worth that Congressman Jack Bergman has been able to accumulate, folks, he moved on up. March of 2023, he moved into 139 North Carolina Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C. A $1.5 million townhome. So let's get the facts straight. His beautiful home in Louisiana. Oh, yeah. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Got a kind of a Y-shaped driveway. Circular drive in front of the house so you can pull in his Suburban and pull out. Drive through. Real easy to do. I got the pictures of the house. No estimated value. But I can guarantee you, folks, it's probably one of the nicest homes in Louisiana. That's where he lives in the wintertime. So when he's not in Washington, D.C. in a $1.5 million townhome at 139 North Carolina Avenue, he goes to Louisiana for the winter. Why? Because Watersmeet is covered in snow. They don't even plow the two-track. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't even drain his water lines and puts antifreeze in the plumbing system of his summer cottage. Folks, this is going to be discussed at the debate next Thursday, July 11th, at the Ellison Place. I'm bringing these photos on my laptop. And I will display them on the big screen. When asked the question, because Bergman won't show, so I'm going to fill in for him and I'm going to be Jack Bergman, I'm going to show the photographs of my summer cottage in Gogebic County, Watersmeet. I'm going to show the photographs of my multi-million dollar mansion I own in St. Francisville, Louisiana, and I'm going to show pictures of the townhome that I moved in starting March of 2023, located at 139 North Carolina Avenue. I will fully disclose the fact that I do not live in Michigan. I visit a summer cottage, usually for July and August, especially election years. In the off years, have you ever seen Jack Bergman seriously in 4th of July parades walking since he's been a congressman? Have you seen him walk in any of the parades? Oh, that's right. He'll be in Cherry Capital in Traverse City for Cherry Festival. The Republicans do their stupid 6:30 in the morning breakfast with the candidates. the Saturday before the Cherry Festival officially launches. Then all the candidates go down to the main street there in Traverse City and walk Front Street, waving to the crowds with a banner of their signs. Congressman Jack Bergman will be there. Mike Rogers will be there. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell will be there. Will they allow her to walk in the parade or not? I don't know. We will find out this Saturday. Folks, we have been played since 2016 when it comes to Congressman Jack Bergman. He has not been a resident of our state since he got elected, and he still is not a resident of this state. He may own a nice home that he built in Gogebic County on Thousand Isle Lake, but he doesn't live there. He's registered to vote there. That's where his driver's license is from. But he doesn't live in Michigan. I have the photographs. I have the proof. And Jack, I'm showing the pictures of your home next Thursday in Gaylord. The debate is from 5 to 6. I'm going to show your homes that you live in. While in Washington, where you live in the wintertime, and when you visit your summer cottage in Gogebic. Mike Rogers is doing the exact same thing, people. He owns a beautiful home on the ocean in Florida. That's his principal residence. However, he bought a 728-foot square foot doghouse in Coldwater, Michigan, and claims it's under remodeling. That's his residency. But he's staying with family right now close by in Ingham County because his house he bought is under remodeling. Right. Got a message for you, Mr. Rogers. Florida already has two U.S. senators. They don't need three. Leaving Michigan with one, Gary Peters, are you kidding me? We need representation. Folks, the state of Michigan is almost split equally 50-50, Democrat, Republican. State House and State Senate proves it. We need one Democrat, U.S. Senator Gary Peters, and we need Dr. Sherry O'Donnell to be the Republican. It's that simple. Not Mike Rogers. And oh, by the way, recent poll that just came out, Mike Rogers is losing to Elisa Slotkin. And most likely voters that will be voting in November, if those two are the candidates, Rogers is going to get his ass kicked by Elisa Slotkin. It's that simple. Okay, I got a question for you people. If we already know that Mike Rogers is going to lose to Elisa Slotkin, then why would you vote for him in the August 6th primary to be the Republican nominee? Stop and ask yourself that very simple question. The polls just came out yesterday. They were on Michigan Talk News Radio Network. Explain to me exactly, specifically, why you would vote for Mike Rogers knowing full well he's going to lose to the Democrat in November. Don't you want at least a fighting chance? Don't you want to see two women debate? I would pay $100 pay-per-view to watch Dr. Sherry O'Donnell debate Elisa Slotkin. She would destroy her on a debate stage. That's who I'm voting for. You want my preferred candidates to vote for? Text me candidates. I'll send you the text message. Bottom of the hour, news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Stellantis NV sales fell 21% in the second quarter compared to last year, with all of its major brands, Jeep, Ram, Chrysler, and Dodge, suffering steep declines. The transatlantic automaker sold 344,993 vehicles in the U.S. in April, May, and June, compared with over 430,000 in the same period a year ago. The company noted it did sell 4% more vehicles in the second quarter than it had in the first quarter of this year, which had been another difficult sales period. But overall, in the quarter, Stellantis' major brands fell sharply year over year, Ram by 26%,